show 49, Big Foamy Head. This is the Ale Smith Beer Show.
Thank you.
was Luther.
Luther Allison, Living in House of Blues.
Man, that's a smooth song, too.
So while we were doing our show prep, we drank a bottle of Alesmith Anvil Ale ESB.
Yeah, so much for sampling it.
That would be the extra special bitter ale.
We just swallowed it whole.
Well, I know.
It was good.
We got a great brewer today.
Alesmith
out of San Diego. Multiple award-winning, including Great American Beer Fest.
Mm-hmm. And you brought these back, carted them all the way back.
Yeah, through airport inspection. These have been inspected by the TSA.
Countless people.
That's right. So they made the airplane trip, and they survived, and we got some big bombers here, so we enlisted some help.
That's right. Jody Graves is here with us, and he is pitching in, doing his. He's got his sleeves rolled up, ready to drink as best as he can, because these are big bottles. This is one of the smallest ones, and what is this?
750 or 22 mil or 22 ounces.
Yeah. I mean, they're big bottles. They don't screw around.
They're the bombers.
So this one, the one we let off with, was the Alesmith Anvil, which is an ESB, an extra special bitter. And that was a good beer. I mean, we drank it right down.
It says Alesmith ESB Ale was the first beer produced when the brewery opened and remains our flagship ale.
Okay.
Lots of awards. Qualities: bright copper color with light tan head, malty, slightly hoppy aroma, caramel and malty flavors with a perfect balance of imported English hops. 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Okay, always a good start, 5.5%. But, you know, the thing about this, and I think this is why we didn't like jump up and down, it's English style. And English style is just a little
calmer, milder,
and kind of like our first song that we opened up with. It's a little smooth, gentle, milder thing. But
now, is Mr. Allison alive or dead?
No, I'm sorry to say he has passed. He has shuffled this mortal coil and departed to the great beyond. And Mr. Allison has left us, but man, he left behind a catalog of music. And
that makes him a good blues artist.
He is a fantastic.
Having passed away.
Kind of sucks that you got to die to hit it big. Now, he was very big for Hit a Stride till his mid-50s. And then he got a lot of prominence. He's played all around here and well-known, respected blues artist. And got another one of him and a couple more coming up.
Okay.
What else?
One thing I wanted to mention about the ESB.
Yeah.
We had one beer a long time ago that I mentioned, and it was at the very end of the show, so we didn't get to talk much about it. But it's probably my favorite of this category. That's the Snipes Mountain Sunnyside Pale Ale, the special best bitter.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, find that, drink it. Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. So Alesmith, that's a brewer that is indigenous to Southern California.
And, San Diego, to be more precise.
San Diego, okay.
www.alesmith.com.
And I've enjoyed some Alesmiths. I've remarked to you before about bars that I've been in San Diego, and Stone and Alesmith were like the big beers that they featured there. You know, the hometown beers and just quality products. Very good stuff.
So as having finished the ESB, we opened up the Horny Devil, which is a Belgian style ale brewed with coriander.
And that thing's almost gone.
Yeah.
And that's a bigger bottle.
We've been working on these. Yeah. It's a huge, complex Belgian style ale spiced with coriander. Horny Devil is brewed with Belgian candy sugar and yeast from a Trappist monastery. The resulting aromas and flavors intrigue and delight the palate. It is Alesmith's most award winning beer, earning judges' comments like amazing and best beer I've ever had. Taste for yourself and you'll agree. Alesmith ales are hand-forged to perfection. Silver medal, Great American Beer Festival.
Okay.
So I think this is probably their only, of the selection we have tonight, this is the only GABF.
And this is the one that we couldn't get over the nose.
It smells
fantastic. It's like Lemon Pledge.
When they say the aromas intrigue and delight, that's true.
Oh, yeah, it smells great. Fantastic.
It's not like Pledge at all.
Well, it's citrusy.
Yes. It's spicy.
It's clean and citrus with no waxy buildup. No, it's good. I think it smells great. That was the thing. I mean, I smelled it first, and I've been smelling all these beers.
I enjoy the smell of this almost more than I enjoy the taste.
I've noticed that all these Alesmiths are very fragrant beers. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
true.
They've got a nose. They got a definite nose. But to your point, the taste is not as – of course, now, we've been drinking quite a lot of this.
Yeah, well, we've worked halfway. We've sampled all the bottles just to see what we were getting.
Yeah,
and
just to make sure. Quality check.
We're on our second pass right now. So,
but it's pretty good. I mean, really, it's good beer. The Belgian and the coriander, the spice is nice. It's a little tart beer. I like that.
I like this. It says it improves with age, stored in a cool, dark place for 6 to 24 months or longer. Mm. Do not refrigerate until ready to drink. Serve at 50 to 55 degrees for best flavors. It's okay. Got live yeast in it.
Yeah. All right.
Pour gently into a tulip glass, leaving brewer's yeast in the bottle.
Well, we're not drinking in a tulip, but we are using a little bit of stemware, the official beer stemware. And good stuff. Very good.
Stepping
I enjoy this.
Stepping
Horny
it
Devil. It is.
I recommend it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Jody, you like
oh,
that?
Oh, yes. No doubt.
Good stuff.
I'm trying to keep up.
And we didn't mention barbecue yet. We have no show snack. This is a rare moment for us. We have no food. Probably a bad idea considering the quantity of beer we got in front of us.
Well, I had Sonic Coney Dogs on before I came over.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I had a little bit of gas station cuisine myself prior to the PTA, which I've got to throw a family moment in here. Jody and I just came from the same place. Yeah. We shared something, which you've already had. We, with a tear in our eye, we watched the last PTA show we'll ever have to watch. Our kids are done. You left that behind a few years ago.
Not really. The high school, they...
Don't tell me that.
Oh. Trust me.
Don't screw up my moment here.
They go for 120% participation in the high school. I don't know how they get it, but they've got like 100% participation every year.
Well, I had to sit through Yankee Doodle Dandy and Oh Susanna and a medley of rustic songs.
Oh, you got entertained. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, okay.
Where your children get up on stage and sing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So that was it. We have cause for celebration and cause for observing the moment past.
Yes.
More celebration.
Well, unless you want to procreate some more.
No, I think I'm done.
Okay. Jody?
I still practice.
Sorry, because practice makes... Practice makes perfect. You never know. So, good stuff. Man, this is good beer.
Yeah, and this is going to be one of our more giddy shows.
Yes, it is.
If I can use giddy without being slapped.
No. And we probably won't get metal because we're just getting too smooth. Too smooth. This is a cool, smooth beers, and we got some smooth blues, and we're going to tell you some about the cultural atrocity coming up here in our barbecue segment. But we got a lot more on deck, and next up, we got a guy coming that I kind of picked the music because we've got this. I don't know what it is about October, November. We got everybody coming through town. And this guy, we saw him at Memphis in May, and we remarked on him. We couldn't find any music to play back in May when we did the show then. But we got some now. It's Dwayne Burnside, the son of the late R.L. Burnside.
Did you see that Journey and Def Leppard are coming to the
next
forum?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually thinking about that.
We got all kinds of stuff. And Eric Sardinas,
I made some
too.
Sweet love into some Journey songs back in the 80s. You know?
There you go. Did your wife catch you?
Hopefully she was the one I was making sweet love to. I don't know.
Well, you never know. After a couple of bowls, they all start looking alike, right? So we got Dwayne Burnside coming up. It could have been hell. There could have been nobody there. It was a tear in your back seat. Who knows?
Yeah, that's right.
But we got all these great blues guys coming through. October 15. Now think about this. Picture this. Beer in hand, sitting on the lawn, because it's still warm enough, of Tunica Casino listening to blues music. Beer, blues, barbecue, and gambling.
Gambling, yeah.
Hell yeah. There's no problem there. Nobody could possibly get in trouble
there. On the Mississippi River.
On the Mississippi River. That's right, because we have casinos here, but there's a rule.
They have to touch water.
They have to float. So they're all out on these semi. They're technically floating. You never know it, right? But they're out there. Out there in the floating on the water. So we
are going to, this isn't drunk talk. We're actually going to go.
No, we're going. That's why I brought this home.
Okay.
I brought this home from my festival because I didn't get to go to San Diego like some beer cast I won't mention. But I did get to go to the local one, the Cooper Young Celebration. And we'll tell you more about that. But let's take a listen to Dwayne.
Dwayne
Burnside.
And this guy has a heck of a grill in his teeth, man.
Oh, man, does he?
He's got the cutest little boy.
Yeah, and he's bringing up the third generation on stage.
Bringing him up on stage. I guess he shakes tambourine. Or I don't know. I forget what he plays. But.
So we got R.L. Burnside coming up here, and he's going to be singing us a little Pressure from Under Pressure. No.
Oh.
Remember, I screwed that up. Now, thankfully, you jumped in and did the same thing.
Right.
It's Dwayne.
I'm prompting you. Dwayne. That is Dwayne.
You were setting me up. That was Dwayne Burnside.
R.L.'s a dad.
As I screwed up the intro to that song. And Dwayne Burnside, he's a cool guy. We enjoyed watching him. He, like, walks the stage as he plays his guitar.
He's smooth.
And, you know, the thing that we were talking offline about Eric Sardinas and some of these other guys, the only way really to see blues players, you got to get in front of them.
You got
to see them live. I mean, these guys are fantastic. And recordings, while I guess, you know, the thing about blues music is it's meant to be live. And no matter what it is, smooth, loud, Texas, jazz, Chicago style, whatever, you got to get like in front of it and watch this unfold. There's a lot of back and forth between the player and the audience. You really can't get that on a recording.
And similar to jazz, you're not going to hear the same song twice.
No, and not like this Britney Spears or Kevin Federline, Paris Hilton overproduced
crap. It's
pre-recorded,
including the live performance is pre-recorded.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is, you know, this is the real deal, so you got to get in front of it. And, man, I mean, I'm looking forward to going down, sitting on the yacht out there in front
of
the
casino. Pretty reasonable prices, $20.
Extremely reasonable price.
We can do that.
And then we'll go hit the $8 buffet and the free drinks by the nickel slots.
That's right.
We'll be all set up.
That sounds like a good evening, actually.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, we've got, it's not the beer talking, despite the fact the beer is doing a good job of making us talk.
We have moved into the Grand Cru, which is not a particular style, actually.
It's
you can call anything a Grand Cru.
You can, and I told you as I was drinking this, it's like it brought back memories. And I'm pretty sure this is the same beer I had. It's a different sort of beer, though. It's just very intense. It's like beer concentrate.
So this Grand Cru, Alesmith, of course, is a term designating excellence and is reserved for the finest offering from a brewery. Alesmith Grand Cru is brewed once per year in small batches for limited vintage release. Alesmith Grand Cru is complex, amber-colored, multi-Belgian-style ale. It is brewed using only the finest imported malts, hops, and candy sugar, along with an authentic yeast strain from a Belgian Trappist monastery. This is very similar to the Horny Devil.
Yeah, but it's nowhere near as hoppy.
It has a totally different nose.
Malty rascal.
It's much darker.
Now, is there an alcohol by volume on that somewhere?
Give me one second.
It's got to be high. I mean, this is one of those things you can
10.5%.
There you go.
Yeah, I could actually, I could get the alcohol off the nose, you know.
But this is
before you even taste it.
Yeah, because it's got that warming, you know, when you drink it, and there's so much sugar that you don't realize how much alcohol you're sucking down.
It's well balanced, though. I have to.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's a good beer, but it's not a slugging beer. This is a sip and yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
First place California State Fair. I heard that's a little bit of a sham, though.
Yeah.
That California has awards for different regions. You know, so just about everybody that enters gets an award.
So if you show up, you get an award.
Okay. That's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is.
Well, that sets me up for a clever segue to our barbecue segment.
I meant to do that.
There you go. You set them up, I'll spike them. That was, we were talking about the fair earlier, let me restart that. What we were talking about earlier in the barbecue segment, we have no show snacks. We are setting ourselves up for the food extravaganza known as the Mid-South Fair, and this year is 150 years old. We've got this big...
Tell us about it, Dick.
It's a big-ass fair. Coming to our fair city...
How big is it?
It has about 150, 180 food vendors, from your squat cakes, also known as funnel cakes, all the way to your roast turkey leg, to your corn on the cob grilled over an open flame, turkey legs, barbecue, ham hocks and butter beans, whatever you want. Deep fried Twinkies, deep fried Mars bars, deep fried Snickers, whatever you got, they'll fry it up. There's probably some stray dogs and cats that made their way into the vat of hot grease, and they'll sell it to you.
That's the good eating.
Oh, man. You start on there, and that is what, because I used to work for the fair, doing a little marketing for them, and that's why people come, to eat. Just start at one end and work their way down, and we've got.
They were remarking about that on our radio show that I listened to on the drive home, and they're saying, you know, used to be people go for the rides and whatever, but the more you mature. Nah, you just go to eat.
It's all for the food. They got some rods, though, because if you just overdo it, get a little stuffed, get on one of the shake and bake rods, you'll be hurling that up and ready to go back and hit it some more. But they've got all kinds of barbecue there. There's barbecue in every shape and size. My favorite is the turkey legs.
The turkey legs.
I love
huge.
The turkey legs.
I was going to bring this up.
And I sample them at all the different turkey leg vendors. My family loves all these. So we go around and pick them up. So that's
now,
our deal.
Your family is award-winning at?
Yes, the chili cook-off. The last day of the fair, and my youngest will compete in her first chili contest. The others have, I got a couple still in the juniors and two in the adult division now.
So I remember last year we went and you were enjoying some growlers from Goose Island, if I remember
right. I was tore up on Goose Island beer.
Well, you got to finish those growlers before they go flat.
So. Yes, you do. And so I
you,
did my
You
best.
Had a mission.
I did. I was on a mission. But, yeah, the chili cook-off is another one of the things. And we've got the Paula Dean from the Food Network showing up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's doing a show from here, too. So I'm sure the rest of the world will see this debauchery that we have known as the Mid-South Fair with all the beautiful people strolling along the Midway, all six fingers entwined with the other six fingers of their wife/sister.
Think lard asses.
Yeah, it's pretty spooky.
There's a lot of waddling going on.
I mean, there are some people that you think you'd see them walking down the middle of the Midway and think, my God, they escaped from the 4-H pen.
There are some thighs rubbing together.
Oh, man. That's the sound of polyester scraping against her. Groucho and Chug cannot even come close to describing how this looks. I mean, it's some pretty scary stuff. But it's great food. We've got a bunch of bands, no blues acts.
And yes, the fact that we're looking forward to our county fair means we're hicks.
Hey, Rick, I think you've got a call. Yeah, that's podcasting at its finest. It's raw. It's real. So we're looking forward to the fair. We got a lot of good stuff.
Now you guys
coming
know
up.
What my ringtone sounds like.
That's right. Call him often. But it's good stuff coming up, and I'm really looking forward to it. We talked about taking a video camera down there and shooting some of this because you got to see it to believe it. Well, I'm probably under exaggerating.
Let's do a vidcast.
Let's do. And I'm headed out
that
there.
That brings me to a rant. Well,
yes,
go ahead,
sir.
Finish your thought, and then I want.
Well,
to
that
rant.
Was it. I'm pretty much done.
Okay. I'm getting tired of folks trying to trademark names or words that we are allowed and not allowed to use in podcasting.
Okay. Such as?
Well, such as Brewcast.
Uh-oh.
There was a network, a brewing network podcast that was going off on, they're the only ones allowed to say the word Brewcast.
Now, this is
a verb.
Any of our friends.
It's a verb plus the word cast. If you do a part, if you're at a party, and you're podcasting, it's a party cast. If you're brewing and you're podcasting, it's a brew cast.
Okay.
You cannot trademark that.
No.
It's a verb with casting.
I mean, we've referred to ourselves as brew cast, beer cast, podcast,
well,
beer shows.
I'm more than willing to give them the term brew casters.
Nah.
They can have it.
We're not giving them nothing.
But I'm not giving them brew cast because it's a verb. And any verb plus cast, you cannot trademark.
Well, I would also stipulate that brew implies that you're creating beer. You
yeah.
are brewing beer.
And these guys are just brewers sitting around podcasting. So that's not okay. brew casting. That is brewers podcasting.
Okay. Well,
know?
There's enough of us
subtle differences.
Brew and beer cast joined together at the hip here that we can take them on.
Well, we've heard beer casting. I'm willing to be a beer caster if that satisfies them.
Well, that's all right.
And we'll give Jeffrey T. his football beer, and we'll give him his clinking drink, and we'll give him his...
We will, because he's the biggest pimp and whore daddy of them all, and he takes us with him.
He's
so
a good
we're
man.
Okay. We're okay with so. That. Hey, we're willing to let him pimp everybody.
But people trademarking stuff? Yeah, I don't know. We may or may not respect that.
Hey, see you in court, baby.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
So that was my rant. It's something I heard when I was listening to a podcast, and I'm going, this is preposterous. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like everybody wants to do something for a buck. I guess that's
right. They're trying to make money out of it.
Well,
and we do this as a hobby.
I got another Luther Allison, and I sure hate that he's passed on, although he left a huge, huge legacy behind, and we'll be featuring him in more shows coming up. And this is another one of his songs in the blues genre, a little more up-tempo, and this is It's a Blues Thing.
Bye.
All right.
There's another Luther Allison. It's a blues
thing. It's a blues
thing.
So we're back.
It's a beer thing.
We're finishing off the Alesmith IPA.
And I like what they did with the bottles. These bottles, you'd hey, hold it up to the microphone so they can see it. It says, it's just giant white letters on a brown bottle.
It's good graphic arts.
Alesmith Anvil. It's like, why screw around with pictures?
And then maybe in 6-point font, they say India Pale Ale.
Yeah, it's a giant letters IPA, in case you weren't sure. And on the back, it's pretty awesome.
I prefer Alesmith. It's pretty awesome. That's what our People's Choice Award says to us. Each year at the San Diego Real Ale Festival, the guys from Dude Night did a show from the Real Ale Festival.
Yeah.
It looked like fun.
Cool.
So go check it out. Everyone is asked to vote for their favorite beer. In 2001, they chose Alesmith IPA over all the others. If you like your beer hoppy, you're going to love this one. What do you think?
It's good. Actually, I was drinking this, and it kind of reminded me a little bit about the Avery Island IPA, the Avery brewing that we've had.
Yeah.
But it's more carbonation and a little more bite at the end. It's good. It finishes kind of astringent, I think is the word.
The website says deep golden to light amber color and a nice off-white head with good retention when properly served. Starts off with pleasantly strong hop flavors, balanced by a firm malt backdrop, then fades to a dry finish with lingering hoppiness. 7.75% alcohol by volume. Medium straw color, pale tan head, rich malty aroma with huge dose of hops. Medium full body with sweet malty flavors and delicious abundance of aromatic and bittering hops.
It's a good IPA.
So
I'm enjoying it.
They must have said hops five times there.
It's got a lot. It's got
it
a lot of hops.
It's got a ton of hops.
And that's what I'm saying, this astringent, but that's what it is, the hop bite is that you're getting. But very good. I mean, we love the IPAs around here. And, Jody, this is pretty – I mean, we've just gone all over the place. We've gone from sweet to – what are you getting out of it?
It's a good night to be in the Big Foamy Head Beer Studios, because these are really special beers, actually.
Yeah.
I've never had anything like this at all. It's just,
we had the Alesmith Speedway Stout.
Yeah,
in
which
previous
we
shows.
That's right. On and one of the anniversary shows,
yeah,
we say
that
for later.
That's one of the 100 scoring beers from ratebeer.com.
Right. Good stuff. Good stuff. I mean, that's one of the signs, I think, of a quality brewer. The line varies wildly. You don't have everything sort of tasting alike. These are, I mean, they're even two alike.
No, you know, and they are big beers. I mean, they are big,
very
strong
big
flavors.
Is there
in every category?
Is there an ABV on that by any chance?
Yeah, 7.75.
7.7. Okay, there you go. Good, strong beer. So
it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. It's an IPA. So I wanted to mention something before we got out of here. Like I mentioned earlier, I didn't get to go to San Diego. I'm still bitter about that. But I did get to go to the Cooper Young Festival. Now, this is a local festival. We have it every year. And it's where a lot of people come out and they set up their little tents and they sell all kinds of arts and crafts. And as I'm walking down there.
Typically liberal-leaning individuals.
Yes.
Yeah. They have
correct,
a cause.
Sir.
They have a cause.
There's some of them tree-hugging hippies running around.
Amongst other things.
But there's all kinds of interesting things there, and I came across them, and I'm looking around thinking, okay, well, you know, it's October, it's before you know it's gonna be Christmas, and I found something, and this is cool. If you cannot think what to get your wife, this is different. It's the website.
Sweet Lord, it's September. We're not talking Christmas already, are we?
No, man, we're about to be in October.
If we are, I'm going to pull my fingernails out.
It's 5 minutes till October.
Okay.
But they had this out there, and I thought, wow, this is really cool. And this is on theme. It's bandinmyhand.com. This guy has patented a process for taking vinyl record albums, and he's got everything. He's got Elvis, he's got Cheap Trick, he's got Led Zeppelin, he's got everybody. He takes these vinyl records and turns them into purses.
Hmm.
and they're like riveted onto these leather purses. On one side is the vinyl. On the other side is the album cover.
Oh, wow.
They are cool. And these things sell for like $100. And at the fair or this event, it was like $60-$70. And I talked to him, and I think we're going to get a big Foamy Head discount. Go to the website. Don't buy it yet. Make sure if there's a comment, put in that you heard it here. BandInMyHand.com. And I thought, well, this is cool. This is something different for the girls.
It is.
To get this. Okay. Now, here's
where that's a purse a guy would appreciate a chick having.
Exactly. Exactly.
But women are fickle.
So
would they appreciate having a purse that a guy would appreciate them having?
The women were all over. The only thing you got to make sure is don't go buying them Metallica if they want to hear something different. You got to find out who would you like your purse
Pink
to
Floyd,
be.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. So I'm walking around on the rest of this, and I took a picture and I commented to you where I saw Chicky wearing something that I hope to God
is
going
to
become a fashion statement. It's a backless T-shirt. It was sweet.
I like the concept.
So I'm wandering around. Still
you know,
thinking
I was
about,
all for the burn the bra campaign.
Well, this one, there was no, you couldn't wear a bra with it. And I followed them around for a little bit, as much as
followed
I could.
Followed them
my,
around, huh?
As long as I.
And the girl they were attached
children.
To.
But anyway, so I'm walking around and I'm thinking, you know, well, here I saw these cool artsy things. And then I saw the backless Chicky. And then I see some more record things. And I said, oh, okay, more record things. And this is very interesting. They'd taken these vinyl LPs and they had heated them and bent them into different shapes. Some of them were chip bowls, and then they got like a little 45 and bent it up into like a little dip caddy or something like that. And some of them were ashtrays. It's like they'd had their way with record albums. And so I'm looking and thinking, you know, I've been down there at the Band in My Hand, and they got all these cool groups. You know, they had Dream Police, and they had Stairway to Heaven. They had all these things. And this was a little different. There was a surplus of Village People and
Why?
Some other bands. And I'm thinking,
people
man,
turned in their Village People vinyl.
What's up with these suck ass songs? It's like, this is just a tad gay. And then I'm looking at it and I'm looking at the thing. And the guy behind the counter at these bent up ashtray and dip and chip things hands me this, how can I help? M-A-G-Y, Maggie. I said, oh, what's Maggie?
Memphis Area Gay Youth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Guessing?
Oh, suddenly the Village People make sense. So I was at the wrong end of the Cooper Young Festival.
They've got some interesting acronyms.
I
start
to
you
say
that.
I would have some albums that I could donate, but not for that.
Not for the gay youth, no. Right? You're not sharing with us, are you?
No.
Okay. Now, but the band says, like, man, I better get back to the Band in the Hand. So,
was it gay, lesbian, transgendered, bisexual, GLBT or something?
How do you
like
know
that?
This? Are you reading this?
I was at the Cooper Young Festival a couple years ago, man.
It says support GLBTQ, gay, lesbian, bi, transsexual, and questioning.
That's new. Yeah. They've added a new
They added a Q.
It. Okay. Questioning? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay. So, the guy handed me that, and it's like, okay, I left something on the stove. I got to go. So, that was a special moment for me. But it was really interesting, and the festival, it was different.
It is what it is.
But I did see, I got two things. And I
brought
back
good food
cards.
And good beer at the Cooper Young Festival.
Well, you know, I mean, oh my God, I can't tell you how many times I walked into Walmart on December 24th at 11 o'clock at night wondering what should I get the missus for Christmas. So the Band in the Hand thing, that looked, okay, this is pretty cool. This is different. But I also got another one.
Did she like the game controller you gave her last year?
She did.
Oh,
she
okay.
loves it. Yeah, I bought a video game controller. But I got another one. And this is cool. And I'm looking at this thing, man, I'd love to have some of these things. This is art. And it's not your usual art. This is Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob is now here
in
Memphis.
My wife dated Dr. Bob before we got married.
No, this is a different Dr. Bob.
I hope it is.
I'm pretty sure it
this
is.
This guy was a strange character.
No, this is, well, this one's a strange character, but he's from New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay. So he's currently residing at number 10 South Main here in Memphis, and he had to move here because his place was destroyed in Katrina.
Yeah.
He was at 3027 Chartres, New Orleans. Mm. It was destroyed. But he makes a lot of three-dimensional art. It's like all these mojo hand lucky pieces, bright colors, very vivid, very fascinating stuff. Very cool. And I'm going to put the links to Band in My Hand and Dr. Bob is at drbobart.net on the website. And if you are just completely screwed, stuck, trying to figure out what to buy, here's two choices.
Are you going to put the MAGY link up too?
No, I think I'm
just
not.
Just in case?
No. If there's any questioning individuals, please email us. We'll assign a counselor to you. Operators are standing by.
We'll provide a link for you. Your own personal link.
Yeah, you got your link right here. So anyway, a good time was had by all. And I guess...
Yeah, the Cooper Young Festival is a good thing.
It is. You got to get your liberal on. They had a gospel group. They were very cool. I almost bought a CD to bring back and play. You know, and some of these old-time gospel folks around here are fantastic.
Of course, right? A stone's throw from the Cooper Young Festival was the Southern Classic.
Yes, sir, it was.
Annual football game between two invitational SEC teams.
That's right. And these are African-American teams. They always are.
Well, of course.
That's what the Southern Heritage Classic is about. And, man, it's a huge turnout.
Yeah, so there was a lot of happenings down in Midtown.
Yeah, it was. It was a big deal. Good time was had by all. We got more stuff coming up. You'll hear about it here. And I guess we ought to wind it up. I have...
This Alesmith, wonderful brewery. I highly recommend everything I've tried from them.
It's hard to pick. What would you say?
The IPA is a little effervescent.
It is effervescent.
You know, I'm getting whatever that bitterness you get from the CO2 coming off of it.
I'm going with the Horny Devil.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Me too.
I think it had the nose. Sure. It had the bite to it. Good stuff. Love the IPA.
The Anvil was a smooth drinker.
Everything they had was great. Fantastic brewery. Enjoyed it. And we're going to wind it up and take it out of here.
Look forward to further adventures from Big Foamy Head.
Yes, sir. We got some Walter Trout coming up. And Walter is just, he's hardcore, man.
So this was show 49, right?
Show 49. Look forward to.
What the heck happens after that?
The Big 5-0.
Well, that's an anniversary show, isn't it?
It is. And we're not afraid to say so.
Gold, silver, I don't know, something like that.
Something like that. We'll figure it out. Gold, silver, whatever you can pour a beer into.
Guarantee we'll be celebrating.
There you go. Can I come celebrate with you?
Absolutely. Thanks for coming by, Jody, and helping us out, because we'd have fallen over drunk and babbling.
We're borrowing your liver space.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
I hope you don't mind.
All right, we will see you next time.
Drive safe.
You've got to find somebody.